KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 81 degrees in Atlantic, looking for a high of 100 today under sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Lenox Police Department reports a Clearfield man pled guilty last week to arson charges in connection with an investigation into a fire at the Lenox Hotel. 25-year-old Christopher Joe Cameron pled guilty to three felony counts of arson in the second degree on July the 17th. He was charged as the result of a joint investigation with the Lenox Police Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office into a fire at the Lenox Motel. The investigation also provided information which showed that Cameron was responsible for two additional fires in Clearfield. Cameron was sentenced to 10 years in the custody of the Department of Corrections and a $1,000 fine for each of the three counts of arson. Additionally, he was ordered to pay more than $118,000 in restitution, over $4,000 in jailer fees to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, and more than $1,000 in medical restitution to the Taylor County Clerk of Court. Cameron has been transferred to the custody of the Iowa Medical Classification Center in Coralville. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Camp Community School District's Board of Education met in a special session Monday morning at the high school in Oneida. Superintendent Steve Pelzer said the board approved the resignation of kindergarten teacher Jennifer Behrens.
Jennifer has been offered and verbally accepted an elementary principal's position with the Villisca Community School District.
Pelzer said they were fortunate to have filled Behrens' position with a previously interviewed candidate.
Julie Green has been offered and accepted, and the board approved her contract for our kindergarten position. Julie's from Atlantic. She'll be a first-year teacher.
Pelzer said the board also approved a custodial position contract and a management fund bill.
Basically, since we had our special meeting, we approved a bill for our liability and property insurance for this next year, and we could go ahead and pay it.
Elsewhere in area news, the Iowa Finance Authority is conducting a statewide housing survey that includes several public hearings, one of which will be held here in Atlantic. IFA spokesperson Ashley Jarrett said they've hired RDG Planning and Design Firm to help gather as much information as they can on the housing situation statewide.
Both the current housing stock as well as future needs for Iowans' housing needs. This will include a lot of different elements. One of those is hearing from the public. So a lot of different communities throughout Iowa have really different housing needs, anything from workforce housing to acquisition rehab improvement needs.
Another part of the plan includes expert roundtables.
So RDG Planning and Design is headed out and will meet with housing experts from housing organizations throughout the state to get their opinions on things that can be done differently or how to best address housing needs throughout the state. And then the last element is the use of data, where RDG is compiling a lot of data on the current housing situation in Iowa that will be used in conjunction with what we hear from the public.
The IFA hopes to gain a better understanding of the things it does through the survey.
The Iowa Finance Authority is really going to take all of that information and help us in our strategic planning. So if there's things that we can do differently with our current programs, or if we can form new programs to best help Iowans' housing needs, we will go ahead and take a look at that.
Jared says you can help by giving your input at the public meetings.
Really, we're just hoping they'll be completely honest with us and tell us, you know, not only what is happening now in their communities, but needs to be addressed or what they have too much of or need more of, but also in the future. So looking ahead, whether it's if they want to get more businesses in their communities and they'll need workforce housing for those businesses, or if they're dealing with aging housing stock, really whatever it is, we just want them to not hold back and share with us their honest opinions about the state of housing in Iowa.
And the survey results, she says, should be completed and ready by this fall.
We're shooting for October of 2012, so the Housing Iowa Conference that the Iowa Finance Authority hosts each year is September 5th and 6th. So a big part of that conference is going to be a roundtable at that conference where they'll have, you know, single-family, multifamily housing experts all gather together. So we'll kind of have a rough cut of the housing study done at that point, and we'll talk it out with those experts there. And then in October, we're hoping to have a final report prepared.
The first public meeting on the issue was held Monday. Other meetings will be held in August at yet-to-be-determined locations in Mason City, Waterloo, Burlington, Ottumwa, and Atlantic. For more information, you can go to www.rdgusa.com/Iowa Housing. One of the attractions at the upcoming Fly Iowa Air Show in Atlantic to be held this September is an aerobatic performance by a man who's used to flying upside down. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says Greg Kuntz has been doing aerobatics for over 30 years, and he'll give the audience at the Atlantic Fly Iowa Air Show on September 15th something to watch in amazement, hold their breath during, and go home talking about. His show is billed as wacky, fun air show, a comedy act, and also, it arrives at the air show with Greg Cleaver as the character portrayed by Kuntz. He's a misfit from the hills of the Deep South with no idea how to act in the city. The character and his dog, Rat Dog, make a hilarious show, according to the chamber, that includes loops, vertical rolls, snaps, tumbles, and inverted passes. The Atlantic Fly Iowa Heritage and Homecoming Air Show begins with a flight brunch that's open to everyone on September the 15th. A hot air balloon, skydivers, many planes will be displayed for people to walk around and look at. And, of course, there will be the aerobatic acts, such as Greg Kuntz performing. Kuntz started flying air shows in 1974, performing in comedy acts in a 1946 J-3 Super Decathlon Cub for Colonel Mosier's Flying Circus. He worked with Colonel Mosier in St. Augustine, Florida, teaching aerobatics and flew in a flying circus all over the Southeast and as part of the Caribbean. He also developed solo aerobatic routines in several other locations, and he brings a small Super Decathlon Piper Cub to the Atlantic Fly Iowa Air Show. For more information about that event, you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017. The driver of an SUV involved in a fatal crash has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide. The Sioux City Journal reports that 18-year-old Oscar Ramirez entered the plea Friday in Woodbury County District Court. A trial date has not yet been set. Ramirez was the driver of a sport utility vehicle that crashed on January 30th. The vehicle rolled several times and landed in a pasture. 18-year-old Nino Segura of Sioux City was thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. Elsewhere in state news, a man wanted in Colorado and Missouri has been arrested in northern Iowa. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports the Floyd County Sheriff's Department said 67-year-old Ronald Reed was arrested at the county fairgrounds Friday night. In Colorado, Reed is wanted on charges of sexually assaulting a minor child and indecent exposure, third offense. Missouri wants Reed on warrants for charges of felony forgery. The Iowa State Patrol received information on Friday that Reed might be at the Floyd County, so a joint investigation was started with the Iowa State Patrol, the Sheriff's Department, and the Greene County Sheriff's Office in Springfield, Missouri. Officers say the man was uncooperative and acted impaired when approached. Fingerprint records revealed the outstanding warrants. The mom of one of two missing Iowa cousins said she went through a lengthy polygraph test that should prove that she had nothing to do with their disappearance. Misty Cook Morrissey said a state agent asked several questions during Monday's test about whether she had anything to do with the abduction of her daughter, 10-year-old Lyric Cook Morrissey, and niece, 8-year-old Elizabeth Collins. The girls disappeared July 13th while riding their bikes near a lake in Evansdale. The FBI says investigators believe they were abducted but are alive. Cook Morrissey said she was told a polygraph test she took last week came back inconclusive, but that she passed Monday's test. She says that she made peace with investigators who, quote, can rule her out of their book. FBI spokesman Sandy Breaux declined to comment. And authorities say an Iowa City woman started several small fires inside of her home after arguing with her husband. Records show 61-year-old Rebecca Rosenbaum had been charged with felony arson. Police say Rosenbaum and her husband spent much of Sunday morning in an argument. Police say that after she reclined on a bed, she started at least four small fires on it. Her husband used water to put them out. Police say that she then started another fire on the bed later, and it spread to clothing and lampshade. She called 911 at about 10 a.m. Sunday. Police say the woman was burned on her hand. Rosenbaum remained in custody today pending a $50,000 bail. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, the White House is trying to describe the potential consequences of unresolved tax standoff with Congress in individual human terms. A report today says if wide-ranging tax cuts are allowed to expire in January, 114 million families would see average tax increases of $1,600 next year. The White House said Republicans are gumming up the works by insisting on tax cuts for the wealthy as well. A government safety panel says BP failed to focus enough on the big picture of potential hazards ahead of the Gulf oil spill. The panel says BP focused too much on the details of personal worker safety and wasn't as strict on overall safety when drilling rigs involved other companies that they hired. Investigators in South Texas don't have much to go on as they try to identify 14 suspected illegal immigrants who were killed when a pickup truck packed with nearly two dozen people crashed. The men, women, and children were carrying no identification documents. Investigators are also looking for clues about who else might have been involved. And Mitt Romney steps into military and foreign policy today as he follows President Obama to the podium at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. Romney will follow that with an overseas visit to U.S. allies. Yesterday, Obama cast himself as a steady commander-in-chief. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Mark A. Albert, age 60, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center. The gathering of family and friends for Mark Albert will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Ray, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Ray will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Hazel M. Johnson, age 97, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Hazel Johnson will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Connie F. Walter, age 65, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial services for Connie Walter will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And John Lloyd, age 65, of Des Moines and formerly of Baird, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Lloyd are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Baird. That's a check of our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.